Every Christ follower is issued a simple and yet profound invitation. It's an invitation to follow. However, this is not an invitation to follow blindly, because His footprints are there for you to see. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you dare to accept the challenge to follow Jesus in His steps, you will join a long line of faithful followers who have gone before you, both within Fraser Church and around the world. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 10 of In His Steps. Today's title is Worship is a Response. N.T. Wright said, "The closer you get to the truth, the clearer becomes the beauty, and the more you will find worship welling up within you." Our text comes to us from Luke chapter 24, verses 50 to 53. "And he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him, and they returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, blessing God." The disciples who witnessed Jesus' ascension into heaven show us a profound truth involving worship. Worship is a response. Years ago, I heard this incredible definition of worship that still reverberates in my heart. Worship is a rhythm of revelation and response. In other words, worship is the natural response to Jesus' revelation of Himself. Through His Word and the power of the Holy Spirit, we understand more about Christ. The more we know about Him, the greater our reasons to worship Him. Drawing near to God leaves us in awe of who He is. The authors of the Life Application Commentary on Luke simply state, "The sight of Jesus returning to glory in heaven called for a response of worship from those who watched. Then they returned to Jerusalem with great joy. There was no more sorrow, no more bewilderment, no more wonder about what was going on with this Jesus. Instead, the disciples understood, and they were filled with joy." The revelation of Jesus sparked joy in the lives of His disciples, even as He was leaving them. Worship is a response to learning more about Jesus, which is a profound benefit of staying in His Word. J.C. Ryle adds to this commentary, "Let us notice lastly in this passage the feelings of our Lord's disciples when He finally left them and was carried up into heaven. We read that they returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising and blessing God." How shall we account for these joyful feelings? How shall we explain the singular fact that this little company of weak disciples left for the first time like orphans in the midst of an angry world were not cast down, but they were full of joy? The answer to these questions is short and simple. These disciples rejoiced because now, for the first time, they saw all things clearly about their Master. The veil was removed from their eyes. The darkness at length had passed away. The meaning of Christ's humiliation and low estate, the meaning of His mysterious agony and the cross and passion, the meaning of His being Messiah and yet a sufferer, the meaning of His being crucified and yet being Son of God, all was at length unraveled and made plain. They saw it all. They understood it all. Their doubts were removed. Their stumbling blocks were taken away. Now at last they possessed clear knowledge, and possessing clear knowledge felt unmingled joy. Ryle also provides a great application with which to close today's devotion. Let us search the Scriptures more deeply and pray over them more heartily. Too many believers only scratch the surface of Scripture and know nothing of digging down into its hidden treasures. Let the Word dwell in us more richly. Let us read our Bibles more diligently. So doing so, we shall taste more of joy and peace in believing and shall know what it is to be continually praising and blessing God. Some questions to ponder today. In what ways do you approach worshiping God as a response? In what ways does today's devotion challenge your study of Scripture? What else can you learn about worship from the example set forth by his disciples in Luke 24? Thank you, friends. Have a wonderful day.